She was actually 3 chapters ahead in her lessons. But she'd learned quickly that teenagers, even smart teenagers in IB calculus classes, didn't like being shown up by almost 12-year-olds. It wasn't like she was being dishonest, though. She'd never fake like she didn't know an answer. But a little acting went a long way. Finally, she made the aha gesture that meant she'd figured it all out and began to solve the equation. She dusted her hands when she was done and began to return to her seat. But instead of the very good, Ify, she was used to hearing from her teacher, Miss Akuri said, very close, Ify. Can someone show her where she went wrong? Ify stood stock still as her teacher called on Dayo. He grabbed his cane and walked up to the front of the room, then swiped away the bottom fourth of her work. The pixels dissolved out of existence, providing him with a clean slate. He solved the problem, and it became immediately apparent where Ify had made her mistake. How could she have been so sloppy? She knew how. Instead of keeping her mind on her studies, she'd spent half the class period goofing off. Hadn't she just warned Nade about the same thing? Ify needed to focus on being here instead of worrying over what her friends were up to. Wonderful, Miss Akuri said, right as the bell dismissed the class. Please do exercises 34A, B and C for tomorrow. Don't forget to clearly show your work. Ify packed her satchel and tried to walk quickly out of the room, but her cousin followed close behind. Dayo's school uniform looked almost like formal wear on him. No doubt that he tailored it himself, adding gold embellishments to the school's emblem and the stitching around the cuffs, enough to get noticed in the halls, but not so much to draw the attention of teachers and administrators. He wore his hair in the tiniest of twists. 157 of them, he'd once told Ify, for his favourite prime number. Ify had suffered through the misfortune of asking why it was his favourite prime number. He'd said that numbers held important meanings and then delved into an impromptu math history lesson with more tangents than Ms. Akuri could ever fit on her hollow board. Ify, wait up! Where are you running off to? Dayo asked as he cut Ify off from her speedy exit.
I don't know. I just need some air. I've never messed up like that before in front of everyone.
Nobody is perfect all the time.
Ify nodded. She knew she wasn't perfect. She'd once gotten a B on a science project. And then there was that time she'd gotten her hair trapped in the gears of one of her robot's motors. Dayo had been there for that fiasco as well. And thanks to his handy scissor work, he'd salvaged most of her bangs. Now, she wore her hair natural, twisted and tied back into a ponytail, out of the way and far from the reach of her experiments. Yes, she made mistakes, but she learned from them.
What were you looking at anyway? Dayo asked. You are squinting so hard at your tablet. I thought you were about to fall into it.
A live feed from the junis I gave Naade and Hassana.
I love being here and learning at your school for part of the day, but I feel like I'm missing out with my friends.
Hey, this is your school too, and you've definitely got friends here.
You? You have to be my friend. We are cousins.
Nah, if you weren't cool, I'd just as soon pretend you didn't exist.
Dayo nudged Ify in the shoulder.
I saw my brother at the tram concourse a few weeks ago, right as the doors were closing. I could have stuck my hand out and held them open, but I just straight ignored him.
Ooh, Ify said, sucking in her breath. Did you tell Auntie you saw him?
Nah, no reason to get her upset all over again. Anyway, BC's chosen his path, and if you ask me, he deserves a lot worse than a tram door closing in his face.
BC was Dyer's older brother, but they hadn't talked to him in well over a year now. Ify understood why Dyer was bitter about seeing him, but that didn't erase all the good memories Ify had of hanging out with him. BC had even given Ify her first tool set. Not like the plastic set her parents had gotten her for her fourth birthday, but real carbon steel tools. BC was smart.